DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
What do you mean you weren't recording?
Huh?
Just kidding. I like to ruin his recording.
Good call. Well timed, too.
I wasn't ruining the recording. That's how we're opening the show.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
With Samantha. What do you mean you weren't recording?
That was my plan.
Okay. Why are you so low?
Sam or me?
Yeah, Samantha.
Sam, say
I was
stuff.
I was moving around.
Well, stop doing that.
Serious.
Fine.
There you go.
Oh, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that sigh, I'd have a nickel.
I'm going to bookmark that.
Disgusting. I love it. Okay, so it is not another podcast.
Yep.
And first and foremost, before we get into anything, we have to wish a very happy birthday to our one and only fan.
Yep, yep.
I
President of our fan club.
The loneliest fan club ever. No, but I was informed that Drew, our one and only listener, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Drew, and thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, shitfuck.
Happy birthday.
That's why we only have one listener.
He loves it.
Because Danny just insults all of them.
It's okay. We've been friends far too long for anything we say to be taken personally. I've known that asshole since I was 5 years old. We met in kindergarten, and, yeah, he, for some reason, stuck around, you know,
again,
this shit show.
The only reason we have
a singular fan.
Also, to Samantha and Danny, greetings from our friends at All Things Z.
Nice.
They came up to Portland last Friday and came on my legitimate radio job, and we had a good time, and they wanted me to say hello to all of you. So, hello to all of you.
Hi.
Samantha's moving around again because she sounds like she's down the hall.
Yep.
Now I'm sitting. I had to move. I had to do something upstairs really quick, but then my internet connection cut out, even though we have like super speed internet, but for some reason it
would
didn't.
Would you let the woman speak? For God's sakes, man.
Shut up, Danny.
And that's the title of the show.
The content right
Shut
here,
Shut up,
Danny.
Just a jerk. Just a fucking jerk.
Yep. That's what I do.
So a lot's happened, and the first thing I want to talk about is probably the funniest thing that's happened. Our president, God bless him, has been involved in a pretty... Well, fuck it. A fucking hilarious scandal. Sharpie Gate. This thing has generated more memes than anything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that the wall was finished?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Line.
Motherfucker's got stalking Sharpies.
I saw a great one with him holding an umbrella.
Yeah.
With him and Melania.
Yes.
And it's
but
drawn
he's
over.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That made me laugh so hard.
I've seen one. His hands were Sharpied to look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing is just hilarious. And he's still defending it. Like, he's like, no, the hurricane was going to hit Alabama. Mm. Nowhere. Not once. Was it ever projected to hit Alabama?
Yeah. He is a special kind of stupid.
And yet he's just, he can't just let it go.
No.
He doesn't even have to say he's wrong. Just let it go.
But that insinuates he's wrong, and therefore, by default, is not a choice, apparently.
I just want to know, like, seriously, what was he thinking that he had to break out the map with the Sharpie Like, is his need to be correct so monumentally huge that this is the lengths he goes through?
Yeah.
Yep.
And okay, he needed then. Visual stimuli.
Well, that answered that. Okay, moving on.
I mean, that question did not even need to be asked.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is a day I really wish Bryce could have made it because he has been all over this, like, white on rice. Like, he's just eating up everything. And Bryce has got a whole bunch of stuff he wants to talk about, none of which I...
Why the fuck does he never show up?
I don't know. Maybe he's hoping we'll talk about it, but let's face it, he's the brains of this operation.
Well, when it comes to political stuff, yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I will never admit that when he's
here. No. And besides, he doesn't listen to this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Might as well have not been spoken. You heard nothing.
So, so we don't really have a topic, so we're just going to kind of play catch-up. So, Samantha, what's up with you?
What's up with me?
Funny,
gosh.
I thought I just asked that.
Me too.
Didn't I have something? Wait, did I have something? I won a short story contest. Did I already go over that?
No.
No. Please tell us more.
What in the fuck?
Hi.
Samantha, so, legitimate writer here.
No shit.
Award-winning writer.
No shit.
So, okay.
Can we look you in the eye still, or do we have to avert our gaze?
Can I speak?
Calm down.
I just want to know the protocol here. Shut up, Danny.
Shut up, James.
You know you should never look me in the eyes, but only during that 1 week.
bow your head, offer chocolate, back away slowly.
Mm. Key and Peele did a great, like, sketch on that where they're announcing this and they're like, just back away slowly.
Bring your bitch chocolate and back away slowly.
Like, yes. Stop. Don't call her a bitch.
Female studies.
It's so funny. I was like, man, mostly true, too. Thank you, men, for mansplaining to other men. Anyway, yeah, it's All Been Done presents short story contest. Now, I was like, this story was really rushed. I did not think it was very good. I was not too happy with it. I wanted it to be more than it was in my head, and how I was sort of planning to write it did not go the way I wanted it to, and just didn't end up being what I wanted. So, now this was only our third year of doing It's All Been Done Presents, and yes, I work for It's All Been Done Presents, but all of the judging and submissions are completely blind. So no one knows who wrote what. And the judges would never know that it was mine. And there's actually, Jimmy, the owner and operator, did this whole disclaimer on the website after I won, was like, this is how we do our judging, blah, 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 blah. I was like, damn, okay. Was not cheating, I promise.
Still feels like favoritism somehow.
You know,
she won the award for the most accurate grammar.
She won the award for most bookmarked page.
I love you, Sam.
Are you done?
Not yet.
Anyway. The first 2 years, he did want me to submit something because we wanted a minimum of four people as the all-time winners that would actually be published into a book. So I said, cool, well, this year we had like 13 submissions and 10 went to the final round of judges, and then they, you know, we picked out the top winners from there. And Jimmy texts me. He goes, hey, so about Sun and Moon, because that's what it was called, and I had forgotten that's what I titled it, and I was like, I didn't think I'd win. I didn't say that. I said, I still have the screenshot of this conversation, too, because I think it's so funny. He's like, hey, about Sun and Moon. I was like, what? Oh, yeah, it's not what I wanted it to be. I was like, it didn't even make it into the book. That's okay. It wasn't that good. It's okay. And he goes, you won. And I went, what?
Nice.
So he's like, yeah, I triple checked the math. I mean, he's like, I went over everything a few times just to make sure that, you know, I was right and before I texted you, but yeah, you won. And I was like, oh, cool, thanks. How? So I, it's just the one that they like the best. And we have a pool of judges, you know, there's like 4 or 5 people involved in the blind judging, so.
Nice. Well, while congratulations.
While you were telling that story, Sam, we heard some sort of alarm and both of Danny and I just kind of perked up like dogs and then looked at each other like silently asked questions. What the hell is that?
It was my, that tiny little dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
That was my alarm because I was falling asleep and I wanted to make sure I woke up. So before we.
It's a little always, late. Always good to make sure to wake up.
Totally.
Well, no, it was set for 5:45. And that's when I woke up, but then James was like, oh, we're waiting for Danny. So I said, okay. And then I set it for 6, but I turned on my Skype, so my Skype would wake me up first. So I always have a backup.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Yep.
So, Danny, what's going on with you?
Not
Did you win any writing contests?
No, I didn't. I guess it
you
doesn't
help
that I don't
write. You can
still
read it for
free. But, you know.
For a limited time.
Nice.
Where can we read it?
At www.iabdpresents.com. Hit written work, and then it's all been written.
Thanks.
That was the cheesiest read. Oh, my God.
That plug was anything, uber but... professional.
No. Well, that, I mean, you've listened to the one that I do for the end of the show. Like, thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast.
Yeah, I keep meaning to ask you if you could do a new one.
Yes,
it's like
yep.
Pretty old.
It is old, but like it's my super radio voice. So it's like, you guessed it, notanotherpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you next time.
I've actually been thinking about making a new intro in for the new year.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta start thinking about something I thought about was going through old shows and pulling clips of us so when we get introed having one of our funny sayings, but then I realized that's a lot of listening.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know if I would isolate anything of my voice and have it be repetitive.
Oh, I would.
You just pick one episode where it was particularly off the rails, and then we'll all have something.
Well, I have a feeling where I'm going to get a clip from Coming and Going.
No, I'm sure if I sat down and just looked at descriptions and stuff, I could probably find an episode or two.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We've had episodes where the drip pan episode, for God's sakes. I mean,
yeah,
just that episode alone. Except the only thing is, actually the toughest part would be finding something from Bryce.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so deadpan, he's hard to get to laugh.
Yeah, but he tends to come with the funny pretty usual when he's on. And when we're not usually talking about...
Problem is we always talk over him, so we never get the line clean.
Yeah, that's fair. Sam knows well all about that.
Yep. Damn you, Skype.
No, Samantha actually pointed it out. When we're not in the same room and we can't look at each other, it's hard for everyone to get a turn and not step on each other. I mean, honestly, as well as we've done with this show, and I say well in quotes, It's a shock that we get as much content as we do without us completely stomping down one another.
Well, like I said, we ooze content sometimes.
We should have that looked at.
Really should.
We're just content sharks. That's what the drip pan is for.
Exactly.
That's not what I use it for.
Did you guys get the picture of the drip bowl that I found when I was shopping? I was like, oh my God, it's a drip pan. It's a literal drip pan.
Yes.
Did you send it on Facebook?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find it.
Whatever.
Oh, look, and here's all the stuff. Oh, hey, no. Samantha, you sent a story. You sent a story for us to talk about.
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, my gosh, how did I forget about that bunch of
I don't know, but would you like to lead that discussion while I'm looking for the drip bowl?
Sure.
He's
so,
going to check out drip bowl.
And then look I'm going to bookmark
it. So what it is all
of
the...
Oh, and there's that too. Sorry. I'm gonna pull that up so we can talk about that too. I don't know that anyone else saw that. I think Samantha and you and I did it. Bryce. You know, maybe we should start sharing these pictures on our page.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
It's a good idea.
Okay, sorry, please.
Walk us into it.
So Variety came out with an article about, you know, the big podcast revolution and how people like Conan O'Brien are leading it and other huge celebrities are leading it. Luminary came out with, you know, their subscription-based and we're stealing other people's podcasts. And they are producing podcasts by Trevor Noah and other celebrities. So there's this huge thing going on about this podcast movement, and podcasts are so huge thanks to these people. And it's like, nah, bitch. Podcasts have been around for 15 plus years, and Chris Hardwick was pretty much, you know, the one who birthed a lot of content. He's been here since the beginning. You guys have been here since the beginning. My friend Nick has been podcasting for The Good, the Bad, the Geeky for 10 years. So, you know, Thrilling Adventure Hour has been doing their thing for 8 years, I believe. And
they stopped a few years ago, but yeah, they've been around for a while. But no, I mean, here's the crux of this thing. This is talking about celebrity podcasts. And honestly, I think with the exception of Chris Hardwick, celebrities, especially in the last, I don't know, 5 years, have really been jumping on the podcast bandwagon.
Well, like
the
bandwagon Shore, that Joe Rogan.
Shows like this fucking built the wheel of.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even going to say that I'm a front runner. I wasn't late to the game, but I wasn't at the inception.
Right.
I mean, I came on probably a couple of years after podcasting had been a thing. And by then, you know, people like Kevin Smith had a podcast and, and you know, people like that.
They're not A-list. They're D-list celebrities. They're people that we barely care about. It's the A-list people. And these are the people that are being given the title of, you know, podcast frontrunners, bringing podcasts to the mainstream, bringing podcasts to the ears of the public when it's already been there for multiple years.
Right. Yeah.
It's just shitting on everyone else. All the podcasts.
Yeah. What did it say? Like within the last, what? I got the article in front of me. I got to try and find
it. Yes,
so do
I.
Like within
it's been
the
a while
last,
since I read it.
Was it 5 to 10 years? Something like that. I've been podcasting some iteration of this show since 2009.
Yeah, so
podcasting itself started roughly around 2007, 2006.
So yeah, you've been at it at least 10 years.
Yeah. So I really kind of resent the fact that, you know, A-listers who do these podcasts are being credited with building the podcast revolution. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of us no names who get together to talk about whatever it is that we like that strikes our fancy and puts it out there on the iTunes or whatever. We fucking built this podcast revolution and we get none of the fucking credit.
Well, that's kind of how it works.
That fucking show Serial that everyone was talking about like 5 years ago, that never would have happened without guys like Court and Fatboy.
That's true.
Who I would argue really fucking pioneered the podcast environment. I know they weren't front runners.
No.
Because they jumped on the backs of someone. I have no idea. I would have to talk to them and ask them. But, you know, and I jumped on their fucking back. Same with Jim. His show with Don Frost, the Big and Loud podcast, jumped off the Court and Fatboy show. You know, Court and Fatboy, I would argue, launched several podcasts, either directly or indirectly, like this. The only reason I started doing this was because I was out of work in radio, and I wanted to keep my chops up.
Right.
I didn't want to talk to myself, so I pulled Bryce into it. At the time, Bryce's schedule allowed that we could record weekly, sometimes twice a week, and we did over 100 shows before we actually got started
up on the web.
When we put it up on the web, I changed the name because it used to be the James and Bryce show.
Gotcha.
Because I'm so fucking creative with titles. But when I registered the website and started things rolling, I thought it would be funny. And I looked, and there was not a single show called Not Another Podcast.
At the time.
At the time.
No.
Since we've been on, there's been at least three besides this one.
Well.
And I know when you register, it will show, if you put in, you know, Not Another Podcast, it will say, oh, nope, that's already taken. You have to. So there's been ones with a question mark. There's been, you know, there's been a bunch of Not Another Podcast, but we are the original Not Another Podcast.
Fair enough.
And I didn't even tell Bryce, and it was just kind of a funny thing. Oh, it can go two ways. It could be like, ah, oh, Not Another Podcast, or, hey, this is like Not Another Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And Bryce liked it, so we went with it. We did it by ourselves for a while. And then I moved to Montana, and we had to stop it, and I thought it was going to be gone. Then I met Samantha and revitalized it. And honestly, I think bringing Samantha on was one of the smartest things I did. Plus, it helped us get through a lot of our unhappiness with the working situation we had. Yeah,
yeah, it was a big help.
But ultimately, it's also the same thing that got us fired.
Swing and a miss.
Well, it was a valuable lesson.
Don't talk direct shop on open media.
Well, we never, I don't think we ever mentioned anyone by name, but it was very clear who we were talking about.
Gotcha.
If you knew the people involved. And the guy who really dug deep to find something to get us fired, had to go out of his way, Facebook stalk us to find something, and because we were promoting the show.
Gotcha.
I don't even think we had the Not Another Podcast page, and I don't remember if you or I were linking it on our personal pages.
No, I just posted on the fan site back when Facebook had you could do separate fan sites.
So I wonder how he found it.
You told him about it in the beginning before I worked there.
You
must have filed it away when you and I became friends.
Maybe, but I don't remember telling him.
You told me you told him.
I'm not saying that she's wrong. I'm just saying I don't remember. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he's so disinterested in everyone else other than himself.
Mm.
You know, so it would make sense that you wouldn't remember that because he was just like, yeah, whatever. But
well,
we became friends.
I guarantee you it was probably like a throwaway. Like we must have been having some stupid conversation and I just mentioned it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Was
it like the conversation when I was just blank staring at him with my eyes drying out, turning to dust?
Well, my best guess is I told him that I had one, because if it was before we met, then it was over with.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't have even thought, because I know I didn't mention it when we restarted it.
Right, neither did I.
So, yeah, I don't know. Best guess is he probably looked it up and I don't know. Fact of the matter is he looked it up. He probably listened to every episode and then played it for other people in there just to piss them off. So they would all be in agreement. No, fucking fire them. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Best thing to ever happen to the both of you.
So yeah.
But if it wasn't the podcast, it would have been something else. He was out for both of us. From
He
didn't even want to hire me because he didn't want to hire a woman. But the big boss said we need a woman.
There was no way here's the rub of the whole situation. He was leaving. He had put in notice. He was leaving.
Yeah.
Just wanted to take.
It was
with
about
him.
What was it? A week or 2 weeks before he left that he shit canned us.
Yeah, something like that.
And he made the new boss do it.
Yeah, they were both there in the room with me, and the guy's like, it's not working out. And I was like, bro, you don't even know not to check if the on-air light is on or not. You have walked in on me on air multiple times, you dipshit, and you're the one who's going to say this to me? You don't know anything, and you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
The great. Well, remember, too, he didn't last. I think he left right after the other guy did.
Well, yeah, it's a shit station with shit people running it, and there was only two people I liked, and the one guy I did like, who moved back to his home state, is doing great, and I'm like, cool, man, awesome. So.
Yeah, no, all the good people left. I'm not sure about the others. I don't even care. But after that kind of fell apart, I thought it was done until I moved back here. And as soon as I came back, the first thing I did was get hold of Bryce and say, hey, I'm back. Do you want to do the show again? And he was like, fuck yes. So we started what was then the third incarnation of Not Another Podcast. It became the fourth incarnation when we tapped Big Jim.
Mm-hmm.
To come on, and then the fifth when we got Danny,
yes.
And then the sixth when we got Samantha back on.
Yep.
So this is Not Another Podcast version 6.0.
Mach 6.
Well, actually 7 now, because Jim has left, unfortunately.
Yeah, but he'll be back. Hopefully.
Don't jinx it.
I'm trying to get him to hopefully get a better shift so his ass gets back on the show.
The way I look at it is Jim's got to take care of Jim. Jim's got to take care of his mom. Jim's got to take care of his kid.
But I can't hold this show with you two.
The door is there, my friend.
I mean, if you're that sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
This was the wrong show to be a part of.
Big time,
buddy.
Yeah.
And you guys are yelling at me,
Danny,
at the beginning.
I'm sensitive, man. Uh-huh. Love you, Danny.
Shut up, Danny.
Shut up.
Fucking jerks.
So, I will say that celebrities have kind of brought podcasts to the forefront.
Well, especially
because... But they are not fucking responsible for building it.
No, but...
Making it what it is.
I think one of the aspects of this, in my fucked up brain, is the fact that they're actually able to openly advertise it on their other sources.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
By doing so, they've brought a lot more listeners to podcasting that maybe wouldn't have.
But also,
and maybe
too,
that's what they're getting off on, but at the same time, it's still bullshit.
See, but even with that aside, if you're famous, if you've got a recognizable name,
mm-hmm.
like Conan O'Brien, for instance,
right?
All you got to say is Conan O'Brien's got a podcast, all of your fans are going to come.
Yep. Which is going to skyrocket the listener.
I don't hate
number.
Them for that. I know where we are in the pecking order. I like where we are in the pecking order.
Yeah, the nice thing about the bottom is you can't get any lower.
Do I wish we had more listeners?
Well, of course. Yeah. And I know but...
The fact of the matter is I don't know how many listeners we have. And honestly, I think if I did, I would start to obsess over that and try and figure out, how can we get more listeners? I don't want that pressure, because I feel like for us, not knowing allows us to keep on pretending no one's listening. It allows us, and with that, allows us to be whoever we want, talk about whatever we want. We don't have to cater to our audience, because as far as we're concerned, we don't have an audience.
Yeah. And those who we do know listen to us are cool with us just being us.
And those are the kind of listeners I want.
Right.
I want people to tune in, because I want them to go, okay, what the fuck are they talking about this week? Is it going to be funny? Is it going to be serious? Is it going to be poignant, make me thought? Or
am I going to be bored to tears? Either way.
Or am I gonna be crying tears of joy because of the stupid jokes that they keep coming up with?
Yeah.
And it just keeps going and going and going. My favorite shows that we do, there's two kinds. I love the shows where we sit down and have a very serious discussion. Even mm-hmm. when Danny's playing devil's advocate and trying to, you know, stir the pot or whatever, we still have very serious discussions. I like that the four of us can come on the show, disagree about something, but have a respectful, logical discussion about whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing full well we're not going to solve the problems of the world, but
at least
we... The way I think of it is that we potentially start conversations with other people who might be listening.
True.
And maybe they go, hey, I didn't agree with anything they said, but you should listen to this podcast because it was really thought-provoking.
Well, and again, that's one of those nice things about those poignant conversations that we have. My aspect of playing the DA is essentially to provoke thought, to provoke a an ulterior thought process, you know, because honestly, that's what I like to hear
that's
in
what
discussions.
We should,
I don't want to hear everyone doing. Agreeing and going, yeah, fuck these guys, you know, because that doesn't get you anywhere. What I look for when serious discussions come down is somebody saying, hey, by the way, maybe it could, not likely, but could be this way. And that makes everyone go, well, maybe, but I don't see it. Or, you know, at that point, too, there are times where I bring up an idea and it's just off the wall wrong, more than likely. But at the same time, it still opens up the thought process of, well, we could be barking up the wrong tree, potentially. But that's what I like about our serious discussions is you guys are open to at least humoring the devil's advocate in me that is always there, but at the same time kind of helping to work the truth around it to be able to say, no, this is why that doesn't work. You know, there's construction to the thought as opposed to me just saying, yeah, no, I totally fucking agree with you guys and we're all in agreement, everything's great.
And I think
that's not a discussion, that's just a jerk-off session.
And I think that as this show has evolved, I think we've all kind of started taking that. It's like we could bring up a topic, and whether or not we agree with it or not, we always find new ways of looking at the problem. Mm-hmm. We did it a few weeks ago when we were talking about gun control. We were all discussing different ways that maybe this problem can be looked at. Not right. Solved, but looked at. And different aspects that if we're going to solve this problem, we have to look at these issues.
Right.
It's not just one thing. It's a whole mess of things. I really like when we do those shows, but I also love the shows where we come on and we're all in that mood and the jokes just keep coming and they don't stop.
Those are my personal favorite shows, but that's just because I leave here thinking about shit and it makes me laugh on the way home.
And I will say that those shows have been kind of far and few between lately.
A lot of serious shit's down the pipe.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's the thing. I think as a show that we kind of do have a responsibility to address certain things as they happen, because it's not because we're news people or we're super smart or anything like that.
Right.
I have always come at this show as the fact that we are everyday average people.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyday average people like us are discussing these big things,
we're potentially helping them see.
Then maybe other people,
right?
You know, are.
Well, and another thing that I think we tend to be very good at is we all come with our own level of research and/or experience. Whether I just read one article, Bryce read 10, James watched a documentary, you know, Danny read a book. You know, it's whatever. We all come with our own level of experience and research, and we are willing to listen and learn from one another. And I think that's something that we do, and that's a really good, like you were saying, like maybe we could spark something in someone else. Like, you have to be able to listen in order to learn. You have to be able to speak your point eloquently in order to get it across. Just yelling at each other isn't going to work. We all tend to shut it, like as a society in general, we tend to shut each other down, shut ourselves down, because we just don't want to hear it. Opinion is not fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the other thing too. One of the rules that we put into play, that Bryce and I put into place early on, was look, if we're going to talk about whatever the serious subject is, we have to come with the knowledge. We have to do our research, do our due diligence, and not just look at it from, oh, this article agrees with my sensibility.
Right.
We have to look at the other side.
Vet your sources.
And it's okay to be wrong.
Exactly.
It's okay. Danny, and it's okay to change your mind.
True.
But Danny said it. Exactly. You nailed it on the head. We have to vet our sources. We can't bring you information and say, oh, this, this, and this, unless we know that it comes from a legitimate, unbiased source.
I will say, though, the one nice thing about this show, again, when we do talk on serious topics, I know that a lot of research is done into these things, but the cool part about
mostly
it
by
is
Bryce.
We're, well, yeah, but we're not, we don't address it as a news story.
Level.
Right, but we don't address it like a news story where we're trying to just recant facts. A lot of what makes this show unique is the personal feelings about the situation and circumstance. And the more, you know, people listen to us, the more they'll, you know, either disagree or agree with our sentiments. But that's what makes it entertaining to some degree, is we're not just reading a news story from this vetted source. We're not just talking about the information that we have available on said topic, but we're actually coming at it from, this is fucking bullshit, or, you know, I can kind of understand where this is coming from, and here's why. You know, that's what I love about coming to these shows when we do the serious talks, is there is that sense of humanity behind our opinions, but those opinions are based upon vetted factual evidence
and
to the best
the thing,
of our ability.
When people are discussing whatever news story around the water cooler at work or whatever, they're not coming at it with facts. They're all coming at it with opinion.
Mm-hmm.
These are, you know, I heard this story and this is how I feel about it. That's generally how we come at it. We come at a story the way any other person would come at it, full of emotion. The the difference is, and what we try, and I think we do fairly well, when we come at these topics, we sit down and we go, okay, look, this is how I feel about this story. I'm going to put that on the plate. But we're going to discuss this story with this not as much emotion involved, because we want to get the facts out, and then we want to discuss it from an emotional standpoint and go, okay, how do we fix this problem? What
right.
should we look at?
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not going to solve the problem.
No. Might but have the, some ideas.
The goal isn't to solve the problem. The goal is to start a conversation with people who can potentially solve the problem.
And who knows? Maybe one of our listeners might actually have a close enough in with somebody who might be able to enact change someday.
Yeah, the thing is we don't know.
Right.
And it goes back to it goes all the way back to what started this whole thing is we are a podcast that is easily lost in the podcast sea shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
We are a tiny, tiny microorganism in a vast ocean.
Oh, yeah. We're
there are billions of choices for your listening entertainment.
Shira.
I've always understood that.
Right.
And I've always known, too, from the beginning that myself, Bryce, the only name draw we ever had was Big Jim.
That's fair.
Now, it's plausible that when he was on, we had a lot more listeners, and it's plausible that some of those listeners stayed on after he had to go, had to move on.
Right.
If you are one of those, thank you for sticking around.
No shit. Much obliged, you know?
Again, I don't know how many listeners we have. I don't know how often a show gets downloaded. And I honestly don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't do it for the downloads. I don't do it for the audience.
I
do it because I love hanging out with Danny, Bryce, and Samantha.
Hell yeah.
I don't get to – I never get to see Samantha. So once a week, I get to sit down and talk to her and catch up. I don't get to see Bryce nearly as often as I did when we first started this show.
Right.
So when he's on, I'm all ears. I love what he has to see. Danny, I see you on Mondays when we do the show, and I see you for band practice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not enough time to catch up and find out what's going on in your life. When we get together and we have these conversations, be it the poignant, serious ones, or just the silly,
stupid,
busting each other's balls.
Gross shit.
This is my time with friends. And as we get older and, you know, life takes on whatever – I find these moments that I get to share with the four of you are some of my most sacred. These are the times I'm going to take when I'm fucking 80 and I'm eating soup because my teeth have all fallen out, that I'm going to look back on very fondly, because we shared laughs,
hell yeah,
we shared knowledge, we shared love in this 1 hour, not just with each other, but our potential audience out there.
Mm-hmm. And that's, again, one of the things that always makes me very grateful that y'all invited me to do this shit with
and
you.
That's 100% why I've always done this show, is because hopefully anyone listening comes away with either a laugh or a deep thought.
Yeah.
And hopefully they come in with the, they come to listen, they come back to listen every time for the same reason I continue doing it, because they're part of the conversation. Even though their voice isn't heard, they're still a part of the conversation.
Right.
100%. So.
No, and yeah. I'm with you on that.
So, people like Conan and others, you know, making a name for them outside of their television and movies. And, fuck you guys. We were here first. You know? Save some
it's
for
not,
the rest
not
of us.
It's not to say they don't have anything valid to say, but it is a huge issue to say that they're front and center of something that they were not a part of in the beginning. Sorry. James has a knack for making me cry.
Aww.
Oh, did I make... I'm sorry. If I really wanted to make her cry...
You made Sam cry, dude. No, you're a dick.
I want to share this story.
Asshole.
This was... I did this for Jim when he left Portland.
Oh, the send-off show?
Yeah, but I actually perfected it the first time I did it, which was when Samantha and I had to say goodbye when the second version. I went through... We had done, like, only a handful of episodes.
Gotcha.
So it was really easy to go through and pull a bunch of stuff.
But we had so much fun.
I took a song that I liked, that I personally liked, by a band called 10 Years. The song was called Goodbye.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, Goodbye. And I interspliced Samantha throughout the whole thing.
Aww.
Just all these good things.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't tell her about it. My wife knew about it because she... sat and watched me edit it and stuff. And
that was a truth booger Kleenex, wasn't it?
My boyfriend's going to come home and he's going to be like, what's wrong? And I'm like, no, it's happy tears. It's okay.
So our last show together, we had a very serious conversation about like what the show had meant to us in our time there and how much our friendship meant to each other. And as a send-off, I played her the song. So she got to hear it, and then afterwards, we came back on when the song was over, and she was like, I'm blurry! I can't believe it! And I was just like, there's so much evil in me, because the whole time I'm like, ha 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 ha! I have the power to make people cry!
I know that feeling, though. When I was a maid of honor at my best friend's wedding, and I made... her mom, everyone in the crowd, like I made people cry with my speech, and I was like, yes.
I did. So I did the same thing with Jim. Again, I forget the song, and I don't think I still have it. I would have to look. But again, I pulled a bunch of clips. Didn't tell him about it till last show. Bryce was here. Bryce didn't know about it. Bryce got all misty eyed. Jim was a blubbering mess.
Aww.
So if you guys leave, just know there's going to be a really emotional send-off.
Boo. Whatever, dude. You're going to do my send-off to, like, the fucking old circus thing.
No, I will find the saddest, most weepiest song I can find for you. But I'm just
you know what it's going to be? It's going to be the Walking Away song from the Hulk show.
It's not long enough because, Danny, there are so many clips I would have to pull from you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everything from the Coming and Going show. Everything from the Drip Pan show.
Yeah.
Anytime we talk about Menstrata. I mean, there's just so much. And Samantha, the same thing. If we had to do it again, I'm talking weeks of work.
Yeah.
To do it.
I'll just save you the heartache and not leave, you know, but still.
Yeah, you
if
know,
Bryce ever decided that he couldn't, it would be simple. It'd just like one quote, I'm out, bitches.
I'm out, bitches.
Well, that's Bryce. Huh? But speaking of Bryce, I found I also have the ability to make people very nervous. He made me his best man at his wedding.
Gotcha.
I wrote the speech out. Like, I sat with Bryce and his wife, and asked them questions so I could write the speech. They gave me nothing. Like
you're really surprised.
You know, I was asking them, how did you meet? Like, any point?
How did you meet? What?
Yeah, I asked them how they met. How Bryce met his...
No, it sounded like you said mate. So, like, how did you mate?
And it was missionary the first time. Got kinkier the later we go.
So they gave me absolutely nothing. So I'm like, okay, fine.
I'm going to make some shit up.
And I did. So, comes time for the toast. So, it's the best man and the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And the maid of honor had written, She was very proud of her speech.
Oh.
But then when it came time to give it, she got really nervous.
Ah.
So she's like, well, you go first. I'm like, oh, okay.
You got
and
it.
I looked at her and said, are you sure you want to follow this? She's like, yeah, I'm sure. Are you sure? And she, at that second one, she got, I don't know.
I'm like,
this is your last chance.
You want to go first?
So she was like, no, you go first. I gave a speech. It was about 10 minutes. Everyone laughing. Everyone. Because I'm just making stuff up. Just like, and I started with like, you know, so when Bryce asked me to be his best man, blah, 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 I asked him how they mate. They mate.
See, there you go. It's in your
no wonder now. He was nervous.
Samantha. No.
Bears.
So I gave this whole speech, and I just made up everything. Just like, you know, from the time that they met in high school to the time that Samantha rigged up the trapeze over their bedroom with no net. Just all this stuff, and just like red faces on their parents.
Yes.
Bryce hiding his face, but you could tell he was laughing. Sarah just completely unsure what to do, but just, you know. So everyone laughing. And so I finally finish it with, like, from the bottom of my cold, shriveled, dead black heart, I wish you all the very best.
Nice.
Everyone claps, and I hear, as the maid of honor's coming up, I hear, follow that! And that got everyone just rolling on the floor. And this poor girl had to give her speech, and she's just like, I can't, just stumbling, and it's like all heartfelt stuff. The guy, the DJ they hired looked at me and said, dude, I do karaoke at this club. You should come do comedy some night. I was like,
No.
No. Bryce and Sarah may still have the speech somewhere because I think I gave it to them because I wrote it down, but I practice it for my wife. From the first iteration to the last, I would practice as I made changes, and she was always. I knew it was good because every time I would finish, she would facepalm. That's how I can tell I'm onto something good. So.
Well, and again, it's. That's another aspect of this too that I think works so well is, you know, you and Sam. Your family, you and Bryce are legally family, as well as, you know, being brothers.
We're family.
And that's the beauty part about it is I've always felt like I was because of how everyone interacts with one another. I've always felt like I for my goofiness and my, you know, ass backwards way of seeing things, I always felt accepted by you, Big Jim, Sam, and even Bryce. And Bryce and
to
I.
To a lesser extent, Bryce, yeah.
Well, and that's just it. It's like, when Bryce and I were working together.
I'm Bryce, I'm too busy.
Me. I got a kid. I'm responsible. Me.
I don't think that's ever going to get old.
Nope. No, and I listened to that episode, you assholes. No, it was actually really nice, though, because when I was working with Bryce, you know, we would just talk about stupid shit all night long. Because our job, we had it down so cold, we really didn't necessarily need to focus so hard on it. So it was nice to just kind of go through the motions while talking about stupid shit. And we did that for months and months, actually years, him and I worked together. And it wasn't until, like, I don't know, maybe a year or so before he decided to jump ship to a different job, that's when he told me, he goes, you and Big Jim would get along great. And I was like, dude, I'd love to fucking meet him. And he goes, why don't you come out to the podcast sometime? I was like, thank you. Will do. And that was actually, I seem to recall my first podcast.
I honestly wish, more than anything, that the first two podcasts you were on, I still had. But
all right.
You fucked them up.
No, I didn't. That was Jim. He was in the state.
No, you fucked them up.
Well, and that was
the
it,
first,
though.
The very first podcast that Danny was on, it was me, Jim, Danny, and Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your first guest appearance. And I don't remember what we talked about, but we laughed so hard.
Oh, dude. I
mean, tears laughing. Like, could not breathe laughing.
I remember feeding off of Jim
and
a lot.
And when we finally stopped it, the computer just kind of crashed. I lost everything.
Yep.
And so we joked about, you know, You came in saying I have Luddite powers. It'll, you know, and it happened. So the next time we brought you in, we were all like cautious about it. And everything started off great. Everything was recording. So we went on. We did the show. We had kind of a serious discussion, and then it devolved like it always did.
Naturally.
Turn around. Stopped it. It's there. Go to save it. Crashes.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And we all looked at Danny. Yeah. All three of us. Looked, and he was like, gotta go!
Nice hanging, guys.
So when we brought you on, like, full time, we brought you in to fill in for Bryce when he first had his kid.
Right.
Started taking care of his kid. So I asked you to come. I think by then we were doing the band thing.
Yes. By then I had invited you out to the band spot. I don't know if we'd gotten to the point of getting you into the band completely yet. It was really, really close timing. Yeah. So it was like one to the other.
I think it was in the band for just a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you and I were the ones talking the most. So I was like, and we were getting along. And again, I'd had you on the show before. I knew your sense of humor. So it wasn't even a discussion with the other guys. I just said, look, I'm going to bring Danny in to cover for Bryce. Because I wanted the four people. We had built up the four people conversation, and I really wanted that to stay. I really liked how that was working out. And everyone was fine with it. So we Bryce had his kid and then came back, and we just kept you on. For a while, we had shows with five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fantastic shows. But again, life happens. Things change, and unfortunately, Jim had to, you know, step aside. Will he come back? I hope so.
Me too.
But until then, I wish him the best, and I hope everything goes great for him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he's a super talented guy, and I think that, like many super talented people, just life happens. You can't reach the dreams that you aspire to. You have to do what you need to survive. Nothing wrong with that.
No, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
Does he deserve better? Fuck yes.
Oh, hell yes.
And if I had it within my power, he would have everything and more.
Right.
It's the same for Samantha. Do I think that she's better than this show? Yes.
Duh.
But she lives in Ohio, and that's not where superstardom is found. That's where it goes to die. And yet she's managing to build a podcast empire with several other people there and fucking dominating.
Oh, yeah.
Do I wish them better success? Fuck yes. And if I had it in my power to give it to them, fuck yes.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, do you deserve to be someplace better? Yes, you're a fucking amazing musician.
Thank you.
I think your song should be fucking heard the world over. But again, life fucking happens, man.
Yep.
You got to deal with shit as it comes.
Oh, yeah.
If I had it within my power to grant you superstardom with the power to make people come and go as you see, yes, you would have that power.
Well, you know, that superpower.
Until you
would
abused
be super
it, sweet. And then at which time I might, you know, take it away.
It'd be fun, and you'd know you'd love it. Oh, puppies had something to say there.
Yeah, they usually do.
Someone's taking out their trash cans, and they heard the grumbling, and God forbid other people
How
are outside.
Fucking dare them take out their garbage. How dare.
So, while I'm recording. Come on.
Really what it comes down to is I know exactly what this podcast is.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I want it to be, and I think we're 9 times out of 10, we nail it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of times I step away from the show going, God, that was a waste of time.
That was horrible.
But it happens. I mean, everyone has an off day. You know, sometimes we come and there's just nothing to talk about. None of us are in the mood to... You know, I mean, there's shows that you can clearly hear that we're struggling with topics.
Well, and on top of that, too, again, the way I've always viewed this podcast, if someone asked me to quantify what I thought it was, honestly, I've always felt like this podcast was a social commentary in every respect of the word, whether it be political, pop culture, or just personal. You know, it is a social commentary done by normal jackoffs. Which, in fairness, that's what we all
are.
Should
be our tagline.
I love it.
Social commentary by normal jagoffs.
Well, because honestly, yeah. We talk about everything from like
bullshit
on social media. We talk about bullshit at work. You know,
we talk about our own lives.
Exactly.
You know, and everything that affects them. I mean, Samantha, just a few weeks ago, Samantha was talking about this fucking thing she had with someone because she ruined a movie.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about. This is shit that people experience on a day-to-day basis, and what we do is we take our personal spin of it and, you know, basically use this as a verbal therapy.
And it
works.
Jim said it best. This is our weekly therapy session. It's not with a professional. It's just with the people we are close to, the people who understand us, the people who may or may not give us sympathy depending on the topic. And let's face it, 9 times out of 10, there's not a sympathetic bone in this room. And you know what? We're all the better for it. You know? But there isn't really a topic that's taboo in here. This is a safe space. We come in no matter what it is. We know we're going to get fucking reamed whatever it is. Because that's what we do.
Well, when you have show titles like Coming and Going, I'm going to keep referencing that one so people listen to it. That just goes to show you how far to the bottom of the debauchery barrel we can hit, but then we can still have highly poignant conversations.
The bottom line of this show is that these are four people who care about each other deeply.
Damn right.
And we're here to help one another. Mm-hmm. We're here to lift each other up while knocking each other down.
Well, you know, don't want an ego going to your head.
But, I mean, ultimately what this is this show is family.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We're out of that.
And I'm damn proud of this show, and I'm damn proud of every one of you for coming on the show and sharing the time with me. So,
what's really weird, hold on, Matt. I wanted to, like, I'm coming on the show from a very different and unique perspective from everyone else. You guys have all known each other for a long time.
And
yes.
Shut up, James.
I met James when we both worked in, what did we call it? Forsaken.
Yeah, Godforsaken.
Godforsaken. And we immediately clicked and we're just like, oh, hey, human, blah, blah, blah. And we both have radio. I mean, he has more radio experience than I do, but we were both used to live radio and we both, you know, so we clicked immediately. I met his wife, Bree. We clicked immediately and I adore her. And then he introduces me to Big Jim. And with those bit comic strips, the bit strips of me.
I still have
him.
Every one of those.
Everyone, and that's how Jim and I became friends. And then
because I pit them against each other in the comic.
But I don't know of any other podcast or group of people that talk, because there's a lot of podcasts that are just commentary and talking, that have come together the way we have, because I've only ever met one of you in person.
That's fair. I hope someday to remedy that.
Well, we offered her, but she decided to take the cruise.
Take the cruise.
Take the cruise. She could have come here, spent time with us.
Don't do that.
But it's different. You know, we've come together a very different way than most other podcasts. And, you know, this is an area, like you said, a safe space. This is a place where I feel very free to speak however I want to. I have to be somewhat buttoned up at work, and, you know, I do scripted content for other things, and I don't just get to, like, blah. And I know, like Bryce and I, both of our opinions can be very aggressive.
No.
But, you know, but we're also willing to learn. But anyway, that's neither here nor there right now. But I've never met, you know, 90% of my podcast buddies in person, but we've become such good friends, and you guys are always at the forefront of my mind and always like, oh, these guys will find this interesting, or, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell Bryce this. Oh my gosh, Daniel will think that's funny. James will find this hilarious. You know, you guys have become such a huge part of my life, and I've never met you. And it's very interesting. Like if I had a wedding, I would make sure all of you were fucking invited. Yes. You know, it's just, it's one of those things. I've never met you.
Can I be your maid of honor?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to wear the dress, though.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, he will.
Oh my gosh.
I was trying to find the bit strips to show Danny, and I can't remember where they are.
Be the prettiest prissy princess at your wedding. Make all the girls jealous.
It's just the show has meant a lot to me as well. I'm so happy to be back on it, and you know, like technology's come such a long way to where I can and sustainably be here. You know, I can't wait till I'm out of work on Monday to come home and talk to you guys because it's a great stress relief, especially on a Monday.
Right.
And yeah. I don't know. I love you guys, even though I haven't met most of you. And, you know,
God,
it's
been
weird
such
how
a love fest.
I know. I'm the emotional one.
You've all become.
No, and that's the beauty thing about it, too, Sam. Honestly, having never met you and only have ever heard your voice, and honestly wasn't until, like, the third or fourth time of talking to you, did I ever, you know, Facebook stalk you for the first time? Not the last.
It was weird when he did it too, I gotta say.
But it was really kind of neat to put a face to the voice that I knew. And yeah, it's one of those things where I would love to meet you because honestly, out of the group, you are the only one I have never met. I got to meet Big Jim in person, got to hang with him. You know, make some goofy fucking jokes because, well, that's how he roll. Bryce, again, I worked with him, and James, you know, between this and the band, I see a decent amount of him. But you, on the other hand, you're always that oddity, that rarity that just mm-hmm. always will stand out. And I'm hoping, like I said, someday where either, you know, something big happens on your end and I got to plan a big vacation to come out to see you or vice versa, you find yourself out this way. We have to make that effort because, yeah, you are, for being only a voice and a bookmarked picture on social media.
Several times a night, in fact.
Daily. You are family. And I think that's just wonderful from my end of things. Because I've never had the ability to really connect with somebody just through voice alone. And again, I love the banter that you and I have, especially when, you know, we're competing for titles to the show.
Yes!
Honestly, I will say those are some of my favorite moments when it's like,
for sure.
You guys are constantly trying to one-up, because ultimately I'm the one who picks the titles.
Right.
I try and stay away from titles that I come up with.
Right.
Because it feels like, you know.
It's not that funny?
Yeah. Yes.
Here's the title. It's not that funny.
Not that funny.
But when it feels like when Samantha gets the title first, Danny spends the whole rest of the episode trying to come up with something, say something that's gonna override Samantha. And as soon as he does, Samantha's immediately, nope, this is what it is. And I'm like, there's been times where I'm like a fucking ping pong ball, just like, nope, that's it. All y'all need to stop fucking.
There was one episode where I said something and it held through like an hour and a half because it was a long episode and I was just like, yes. And then the last fucking minute, Danny comes up with something and I was like, no, you son of a bitch!
And yeah, I find that stuff just wonderful. That's what I really enjoy about having the ability to call you a friend is those interactions really make it so much funner.
So, Samantha, I just found the bit strips that I started pitting you and Jim together.
Yes.
And I remember doing it because I talked to you about Big Jim. I talked to Jim about you. And when the whole bit strip thing came on, I just thought it would be really funny if you two had this rivalry.
Samantha mm-hmm. really hates Big Jim's backhanded compliments about her butt.
They're so funny. Every time you post one, I would say, oh my gosh.
And it's like, Jim is now attempting a new tactic in the ongoing war, psychological warfare. And it's Jim leaning against Samantha on a couch with potato chips. And he's saying, so hey there, what are we watching tonight? We could catch the game. You don't really want to watch more of that garbage you usually watch because when I met Samantha, she was really into really bad reality TV shows.
Oh, gotcha.
So that stuck with. And so Samantha's just looking at him, glaring, going, "How did you even get in here?" Little known fact, the war between Samantha and Jim started over the last chip, and it's the two of them trying to get the last potato chip. And they're just glaring at each other. And it got, like, ridiculous. Like, there's Samantha tripping Jim. Now she's finding him in the sewer eating pizza.
Seriously? I mean, you don't even have to live like a child.
And he's
don't
just
you
like,
judge me!
Don't you judge me! I mean, I don't know, Samantha, I don't know if you have all of these, but I should send them to you.
Yes, oh my gosh, they're hilarious. I tell people about them. I'm like, yeah, there's this huge epic war between me and one other person, and we're trying to murder each other from afar. Mm-hmm. That's why he moved
here's Jim
to
being,
this side of the continent.
Here's Jim being hauled away, and Samantha counting money because she just sold off Jim. And then the comment is, maybe I should sell James and Bryce, too. And Jim's sitting there yelling, you better not go to sleep. I swear on my dog's life, I will get revenge. You hear me?
Yeah, we should just bring that back, Jim, with all of us.
Yes.
I really wish Bitstrip still existed like this so I could make comics, but they took it off of Facebook. I don't know how to get it other than the phone, and the phone does not make comic strips. It really bugs me.
Yeah, it's just the Bitmojis. I'm sure there are apps that'll do stuff like that.
Yeah, so this one's my favorite. It's Jim and Samantha getting ready to have an epic thumb war. And Jim's like, you need the Rock to hold your thumb? It's Samantha going, can't afford an Xbox for a real thumb workout? I mean, the level of trash.
Why the war began.
Samantha bursting in on Jim playing with dolls.
I didn't see you playing with your dolls again. Knock, knock. No, and again, that's... I love this stuff. And honestly, this is one of the things I look forward to most on my week. Aside from band practice, which kind of has a 50-50 hit or miss ratio. But this show never fails to either give me something to think about or give me something to laugh about. Mm-hmm. And I love that because when I'm at work, I spend the majority of my day basically locked inside my own head while I'm working. So, you know, if we bring up a topic or a subject that actually makes me, you know, have to really think on it, that's what I spend my week doing. And then I think about your responses. I think of James and Bryce's when he's here because I haven't really had a chance to get Big Jim's in a long time. But it's really nice for me because then when I come back to it the following Monday, I've come to a conclusion in my head, but I've moved on. And... yeah, it's just something I really appreciate about this endeavor. So when you assholes make fun of me for not being here because I'm sick, y'all can go to hell. Go to hell and you die.
I can't make it, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sure, that's fair play.
Bitches. God, it's been so long since I've looked at these, Samantha. I'm just laughing my ass off.
Yes.
Oh,
the
man,
the funny thing is because I can see this in real life.
Yeah.
Well, if we're all in the same place...
What's in the pot?
What?
I just found one where you've obviously cooked Jim because his head's in a pot.
And it says, mock my goulash, will you? But yes, hopefully one of these days I will actually get the privilege of seeing you in, you know, a real physical nature.
Well, we are planning a trip to Portland for next year.
Yay!
So, yeah, Ryan actually brought it up. He's like, well, I know you really miss your friends.
Samantha Live 2020.
Yeah.
So next summer or next, like, around this time, we are looking at being in Portland for a little bit.
Yes!
Yay! That actually makes me very happy.
So that is the plan. I will, you know, as we get closer, of course, we'll...
She's not going to tell us. She's just going to show up one day.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay
with
that.
That was the plan. Like, I was going to talk to Big Jim and be like, we're just going to show up.
I'm okay with that, too.
We can't do that, but, you know, I was like, man, that would be hilarious.
Not going to lie, I would probably lose my collective shit. Just saying.
I would be so happy.
Little wet badges of emotional truth.
streams of emotional truth.
Next year should be the year. Like, we're going to have to videotape the meeting, you know? Just everyone have your phones out.
I have an iPod. It takes okay video.
So Danny won't be able to make it that day.
Man, fuck you guys.
Because technologically, he's just not up to par.
Yeah.
Buddy. Do you want some ice cream?
Yeah.
Do you want sprinkles?
Yeah.
Too bad! Get a better phone! Oh, man. So we've bullshitted for over an hour now. And I didn't even get to do the thing that I wanted to talk about, so I'll have to save it for next week. But, Samantha, I sent it to you. The being gay is natural thing that turned into that epic movie idea.
Yeah. The Three Islands.
Yeah, we've got to talk about that because that's fucking hilarious.
I read all of that. It was so great.
So maybe we'll talk about that.
Trolls.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. Depends on if Bryce is here, because I know there's some things he really wants to talk about. So, and because he doesn't come that often, we kind of got to let him have his way.
Yeah, fuck Bryce.
I mean, James just said he doesn't come that often, so.
That is unfortunate.
He's
for
got
him.
A kid now.
Well, he
of
came once.
That's all that got.
He got the winning shot. The winning shot at the buzzer.
I'm Bryce. I came one time.
I was not expecting that. I don't know why I wasn't expecting that. I feel like I should have heard that coming.
You knew better.
I did know better.
Oh, man. With that, we're going to end the show. Thanks for listening to our bullshit. We'll talk to you next week.
Sunny dispositions.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.